And we turn now to our good friend Paula Willey. She's back to the show now to talk about cookbooks for children, two of my favorite subjects, books and kids. Paula is the librarian at the Parkville branch of the Baltimore County Public Library. She's also a library consultant. She writes about books for children and young adults at her blog, Pink Me. Hey, Paula, how you doing?
Hi, Tom.
So the Journal of American Medical Association came out a few weeks ago with a study that indicates that obesity rates for children are beginning to decline. Still a lot of work to do. And March is National Nutrition Month. So you've suggested that today we talk about cooking with kids and books that help you do that. You brought a book here that is golden oldie here, Betty Crocker's New Boys and Girls Cookbook. I guess this is one you had when you were a kid.
That's exactly right. This is how I learned to cook as a child, and I brought it sort of to emphasize the difference between the way we cook now and the way we cooked then. It's full of prepared foods, and it's full of, you know, cream of mushroom soup and stuff like that. And the Betty Crocker Boys and Girls Cookbook has been updated constantly through the years, and there's a new version that is much more healthy, and it's got great illustrations, really peppy. But when I was a Girl Scout, Betty Crocker was the way to go.
Well, I'm glad they have updated it, and they've certainly got a lot of competition because we've got a whole table full of books here in the studio. And, you know, teaching kids about food is an important thing, and this is actually a great way to do it if they're actually, you know, physically in the kitchen, either with you or by themselves, learning how to cook.
Absolutely. It's a nice way to do it that isn't preachy or lectury. They're participating in the process, and at the end, they get to eat it. And that is a terrifically, you know, that's a great way to reinforce the positive message.
Yeah. So what are some of the ones that you recommend?
Well, I brought another sort of old book called Pretend Soup and Other Real Recipes. This is by Molly Katzen, who wrote the Moosewood Cookbook. Mm-hmm. This is really good for very small children. It's just, you know, cutting up bananas and putting them in a bowl, eating them with granola, trying a few other things. And it has nice illustrations. It's easy to get your start learning your way around the kitchen.
Uh-huh. And then here's another one that I have to sort of object to the title of it. It's Mommy and Me Cooking. And it's a very pretty, you know, nice picture of a nice kid with a bowl of strawberries. But at least in our house, and I know in a lot of other houses, Daddy's the cook.
It is. It can be sort of, it'll set your teeth on edge. There's this one, Mommy and Me Cooking, Mommy and Me Start Cooking. And then there's the DK Cookbook for Girls, which also drove me crazy because I cook with my boys.
Yeah.
And the recipes in that book are terrific. And I hate to, you know, I would hate to not recommend the book or this Mommy and Me Start Cooking just because of the gendered sort of BS.
Yeah, it's a little old-fashioned. And DK is a publisher that you trust and they do good work?
DK is very good at putting together visually arresting books. I'm not always super clear. The design is not always really easy to follow, but they're very visually appealing. They're the ones that do the eyewitness books, and a lot of kids are just addicted to those nonfiction titles.
So in this one, Mommy and Me Start Cooking, there are a lot of really stunning photographs, and, you know, the sort of step-by-step basics shows the kids, you know, what an egg looks like and, you know, what a teaspoon of this or that looks like.
Right. You and I know, because we know our way around the kitchen, we know what it means to saute onions in butter, but you need a picture if you're doing it for little kids. That's what this book has.
All right. So Mommy and Me Start Cooking at the DK book. And there's another one, unfortunately, titled Cooking for Girls, which, of course, boys are allowed to read. Here's one called Our School Garden.
This is neat. There's a lot of schools, and especially there are a lot of schools in Baltimore that have their own school garden. And schools are taking advantage of the educational possibilities of growing food, you know, right on the premises and eating it. And so this one has poetry and beautiful illustrations all about what happens with the school garden over the course of the year.
Mm-hmm. So not a cookbook per se, but something that certainly tells kids about nutrition, tells kids about where the food comes from, and it's beautifully illustrated. You know, of course, this is also a reading endeavor as well as a cooking endeavor for everybody.
Well, there's so many things that blend in. There's so much science and math that comes in with teaching kids how to cook and working with them in the kitchen.
Here's a nice one. I like this title. Grandpa's Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs cookbook.
Well, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, of course, is a beloved, you know, picture book. And they made the movies that just recently came out. So Judy Barrett and Ron Barrett, the husband and wife couple that are behind Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, did this very brief and very simple cookbook with a lot of original illustrations that are in the same style of Cloudy with the Chance of Meatballs. So you can make learn how to make tuna salad and French fries, grilled cheese sandwich, and they're very silly all the way through.
All right, so here's one, a good one for the kids and moms and dads with sweet tooths. It's called My Cookbook of Cakes.
My Cookbook of Cakes has been very popular in my house, as you can imagine. My one son is very good at making main dishes. My other one is a baker. This kid likes to make cupcakes for his class and cookies for the new baby next door. And he made his brother's birthday cake last year, all out of My Cookbook of Cakes.
Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. And then here's one. You got to like the title of this one, Starting from Scratch, What You Should Know About Food and Cooking by Sarah Elton, illustrated by Jeff Kulak. So starting from scratch, again, another good way of talking about, you know, using natural ingredients, using real ingredients, the antithesis of the Betty Crocker cookbook of your vintage, where it's all, you know, cream of mushroom soup, etc.
That's right. Starting from scratch is really neat. I mean, even for adult cooks, it has sections on, you know, what does heat do to our food? What does cold do to our food? What are the four or five tastes? What is the recipe? How did they come up with how do substitutions work? It's a really fascinating look at food.
Good primer. Here's one. It's called Cooking. It's part of the Cooking Healthy series, Cooking with Meat and Fish by Claire Llewellyn and Claire O'Shea. This looks like some beautiful illustrations in that one and photographs as well.
This is a bit similar to starting from scratch. This will take different food groups and tell you all about their source, their processing, how they come to you, how you prepare them. For example, in the beef section, it gives you the classic diagram of a cow and all of the pieces that we use when we eat. Where's the brisket? Where's the shank? Where's the plate? Mm-hmm. I didn't know where the plate was.
That's a new one on me, too. All right. So now we have, Cool World Cooking, fun and tasty recipes for kids.
Cool World Cooking has also been a favorite in my house. It's easy. The recipes are fairly easy, but they hit the spot between being super basic but also bland and being interesting and good to eat but intimidating. You don't want to, you know, either of those poles are really bad.
Mm-hmm, indeed. Now, here's one for kids who are slightly older. This is How to Cook Delicious Dishes Perfect for Teen Cooks. It's another one in that DK series.
That's right. Teen cookbooks, especially if you have a kid who's beginning to learn his way around the kitchen, teen cookbooks can be good for all the way down to maybe 10 or 11 years old. And they tend to be a little more complicated, not super complicated still, but this one, my son, who is 10, made lamb stew out of this book, and we made profiteroles, pâté choux, the cream puffs, out of this book.
And it came out great.
Yeah, and chocolate mousse.
Terrific. That's wonderful. Well, those are some great suggestions, and of course, we'll list them all on our website, wipr.org/Maryland Morning. Well, Paula Willey, thank you so much. Always good to see you. We'll see you soon.
Thanks a lot, Tom.
Paula Willey is a librarian at the Parkville branch of the Baltimore County Library. She writes about literature for children and young adults at her blog, Pink Me, and we'll have a link to Paula's blog as well as a list of the books that we chatted about this morning. Again, the website, wipr.org/Maryland Morning. And when you're on the website, it's a good place and a good time and an easy way to make a donation in our winter membership campaign. Here's Nathan to give you the phone number if you would prefer to call.